Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
I was arrested on the Temple Mount. No, not me, but I'm going to be interviewing a man and a woman who were separately and at different times arrested on the Temple Mount, one of them for something as simple as talking back to a Muslim man. What? What? Arrested? Did they steal something? Did they rob someone? Did they physically harm or beat up somebody? No, no, no. Did they kill somebody? No. Arrested because they talked back to an Arab. What is that all about? We're going to find out on this show. I want you to be able to call in as well with any comments or questions you have. That's why we do live shows, folks, so you can join in. Our numbers are on our homepage at israelnewstalkradio.com. At the top of the page in the middle, you'll see our phone numbers there. You can also join me, and I urge you to do so, in the chat room. The chat room is the orange button right next to the phone numbers. And just click on that, and you can sign in through your Facebook page, your Twitter, whatever you want, or even as a guest, and just take a number as your name, and you can be anonymous, and you can still be there and meet lots of nice people who are in the chat room right now. And I want to say hi to all the listeners who are in the chat room. It is great to see you there. So there has been recent Arab rioting, protesting that they have to be checked before they go onto the Temple Mount. They have to go through metal detectors now. Why? Because they are bringing guns and knives over there. The Jews have always had to go through this, even though the Jews don't bring guns and knives up there to hurt anybody. We have to do it, but they're refusing to do it, and they are rioting because of that. Are they right to do that? I don't think so. What do you think? I want you to call into the show and join me. And we're going to be talking about this and the need for sovereignty, for Jewish sovereignty over the Temple Mount. Now is the opportunity and the time to do it. So everybody who goes up to the Temple Mount can pray peacefully, in peace and tolerance. This is what we need to do. We need to prepare for the future, so it can be a better future. All right, don't go anywhere. We are going to be right back, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
New shows are posted every Thursday at 7 p.m. Israel time, highlighting the lighter side and advancing a positive view of Israel here on Israel News Talk Radio.
At the Tamar Yonah Show here on Israel News Talk Radio. And we're talking about the Temple Mount. Of course, news reports saying that there's recent Arab rioting protesting that they have to be checked now before they go on to the Temple Mount, just like the Jews have to. And so we are calling for sovereignty now, because what has been going on the Temple Mount has been an atrocity. It has been a place where human rights are not guaranteed, the basic human right to be able to worship your God, the Jewish people, the holiest place in the world for the world, and especially for the Jewish people, the Temple Mount. We cannot even utter a prayer. You will get arrested if you utter a prayer. You will get arrested if you even talk back to a Muslim man. That's going to be our interview a little bit later in the show, but we're going to be speaking now with Yaakov Haiman. Yaakov Haiman came on Aliyah to Israel 30 years ago from the United States, and for the last 19 years has been actively involved in advancing Israeli sovereignty on the Temple Mount and stopping the discrimination on the Temple Mount against non-Muslims. Yaakov is the chairman of the Temple Mount Heritage Foundation, Friends of the Temple Mount, and the Yishai Organization for the Establishment of Synagogues on the Temple Mount. Yaakov can be reached at Friends of the Temple Mount on Facebook, and we will link to that on our website where this show is podcasted. So I want to say hello and welcome to the show, Yaakov Haiman.
Yes, hello, Tamar. I'm glad to be speaking with you and with the many listeners from all over the world.
I'm happy to be speaking with you as well in your home and not where you're locked up in jail or arrested at a police station or whatever, as I know you have been, and you're going to tell us about that. But let me just open it up with your background. How did you get started with being an activist and volunteering to promote a freedom of worship on the Temple Mount so it's not just Muslim?
Well, there's two parts to that story. The first part was about 19 years ago when I was looking on the internet. I looked up Temple Mount and I came across an ad for going up to the Temple Mount in accordance with Jewish law, which I found to be an anomaly because I had always been taught that going up to the Temple Mount was against Jewish law. So I called up the number on the advertisement, and I was invited to a lecture, and I learned very quickly that everything we had been told is simply not true. And clearly there are ways that we must purify ourselves before we go up to the Temple Mount. Not every place on the Temple Mount are we allowed to go by Jewish law, about 90%, yes. So after I went to that lecture, I decided, okay, it's time to start going up. I mean, I'd made Aliyah to the land of Israel 30 years ago, and to make the final Aliyah, the most important Aliyah to the Temple Mount, I was ready. So I remember that day when I went up for the first time after having only seeing parts of it from the air, from pictures, from videos, that day that I walked up to the Temple Mount and thought to myself, my heavens, I am now walking in the place where two temples stood for 1,000 years. The holiest place in the entire world, the place where the world was created, the dust of the Temple Mount, which was what meant to become the Temple Mount, the dust was used to create the first man, Adam. There's so many things that are connected to the Temple Mount. There I was walking on the Temple Mount. But at the same time, I couldn't pray. I couldn't open my mouth in prayer. The most basic things, the prayer of Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, I couldn't even say it. So I looked to the person that I was walking with and I said, What I don't know what to do. I feel that I just, how can I stay silent here? I feel that I have to pray out loud. And he said, well, you can decide whatever you want to do. If you stay silent, then you'll be able to come up here again. And if you open your mouth in prayer, you won't be able to. So decide what you want to do.
Well, tell our listeners why you won't be able to come up again if you pray.
Because ever since 1967, even though we recaptured,
We liberated
the Temple Mount in 1967, but for some strange reason, the Israeli government was not willing to put real sovereignty on the Temple Mount. They were somehow afraid of what the consequences might be. It was apparently too big for them at the time, so they decided the Jews would continue or would start praying at the Kotel, the Western Wall, and Muslim prayer would continue on the Temple Mount. Jews were allowed to visit, but the status quo was that Jews would not be allowed any type of prayer or any kind of religious
expression.
Practice on the Temple Mount. Mm-hmm. Any religious expression would be prohibited on the Temple Mount, and that's the way it was for until today. And the strange thing is, we know so many status quos in the world that are bad that have been changed. I mean, there was status quos in India that were terrible. I mean, there's places in the world today where a woman who was raped, the status quo is that she should be punished. I mean, I remember when I was a boy, the second part of the story that I started mentioning before. I remember growing up in California. I was 6 years old, sitting on the floor in front of my black and white television set. And I saw that little black girl going into that white school, accompanied by National Guardsmen. And I was so proud of my country. I thought to myself, that's the way it has to be. When people are breaking basic human rights. The government has to take things into their hand to make sure that doesn't happen. And I thought to myself on the Temple Mount that first day that I went up, I'm in a Jewish state. I mean, what do I want to do? All I want to do is pray. I can't pray on the holiest site to the Jewish people in the Jewish democratic state. It just was incredible to me. So at that point in time, I decided I had to start doing things. So I began getting active, trying to get more and more people to go up to the Temple Mount. And in those 19 years, a lot of things have happened. But I have to mention one story about 4 years ago. As I said, I was for a long time, from the time I started going up to the Temple Mount, I didn't do anything. I didn't say any prayer out loud. I didn't do anything that the police told us not to do, even though I felt it was extremely humiliating. After 15 years, I said, enough is enough. Enough is enough. So I and others, we planned, let's do something interesting. Let's split up into two groups. We'll check our watches at exactly 10 o'clock in the morning. By the way, I should mention, the Temple Mount is open to Muslims 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Jews can only go up a few hours a day, 5 days a week, and not even on our Holy Sabbath. We can't go up to the Temple Mount. In any case, so we planned among us that at 10 o'clock in the morning, two different spots in the Temple Mount, I will say the Shema Yisrael, the Hear, O Israel prayer, and I will sing the Israeli national anthem. And on the other side of the Temple Mount, they'll unfurl the Israeli flag. Now, we did that, and the police didn't know where to go first. I mean, they were totally astounded that there were Jews that were actually willing to do that. Well, we were 10, and we were arrested, and we were imprisoned for the entire day until about 11 o'clock at night, until finally a judge gave a ruling that we had to be released. But for an entire year after that, I was not allowed to go back to the Temple Mount. What was my crime? Praying, singing the Israeli national anthem, and the holiest site to the Jewish people in the Jewish state. Crazy.
Can you imagine somebody in Washington, D.C. singing the Star Spangled Banner and being arrested for it? That's kind of like what it's like.
Yeah, exactly. And why does this happen? This happens because of threats of Arab violence. I mean, can you understand it? Do any of us, do the people listening to this program, want to live in a world where people that threaten violence and people that perpetrate violence, they're the ones that decide how we should live? Doesn't make any sense.
It's like a child having a temper tantrum in a supermarket, so you just keep buying him the candy because you don't want him to make a scene. We're seeing some of that tonight. So the first time that you were arrested because you sang the national anthem and you uttered a prayer?
That's it. That's all I did.
Can you tell people, because I don't think people realize it, that when a Jew wants to go up to the Temple Mount, we have to go through security checks, we have to go through metal detectors, we're sometimes even questioned, and then we are warned not to pray. An Arab goes onto the Temple Mount, he doesn't go through any type of security unless they're suspicious, and when the Jew goes up, they are escorted by police. How many police went up? How many security guards and police went up with you to watch you?
Well, whenever we go up, when Jews... By the way, we should clarify this. We're talking about Jews who look like Jews, practicing Jews. In other words, we have head coverings. We have the fringes from the four corners of our garments. Jews that do not look like practicing Jews, that are indistinguishable from non-Jews, are not escorted, because their whole point is to prevent Jewish expression on the Temple Mount. Now, there can be a group of maybe... The other thing is they limit how many Jews are up at the Temple Mount at one time. Tourists go in... unlimited amounts with no escorts of any kind, and we can only go in groups of maybe 20 to 25 at a time, and as long as one group is on the mount, another group can't go up. Now, they try and say that it's for our safety. We know that that's nonsense, because a policeman who's worried about my safety doesn't point the camera at me, right? He should be pointing his camera at those that are expected to threaten me,
right?
So, but it's the exact opposite, and we know that it's not true. Now, the fact is, what is the Arab violence about that we've seen over the last day or so? They've been asked to now, they're being forced to go through a metal detector, just like we do. And by the way, they go through metal detectors at any other place in Israel that we have to, whether it's shopping centers or places where they get their national security payments. They don't have any problem going through metal detectors in those places. But it's only going to the Temple Mount. And why is that? Because they don't want the Jewish state to be telling them what to do. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing here. And Israel, if Israel does not start making sovereignty an issue on the Temple Mount, the problems will only get worse.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to hold it there because we're scheduled to go for a break now. When we get back, we're going to be asking Yaakov about his second arrest that he had on the Temple Mount. And we're also going to be talking about the Arabs who are rioting. Must we be afraid of it? How do we handle it? We're going to ask Yaakov what he thinks. And you're invited to call in as well if you want. So take our numbers, are on our homepage at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and feel free to join us on the show. We're going to be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
This is Shai Ben-Tekoa, and each week I'll be webcasting to you from Judea, origin of the word Jew, a people besieged and beleaguered in every generation. Nazi Germany's but a memory, but in its place the world invented the Phantom Palestinians as this generation's internationally authorized Jew killers. Tune in for a different slant on life in Israel, Phantom Nation, every Monday.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And we are speaking with Yaakov Haiman. He is a Temple Mount activist. He is also the chairman of the Temple Mount Heritage Foundation. And he's here talking to us about how he was arrested, not once, but twice, for his Temple Mount activities. What were his activities? Not to steal, not to rob, not to do any type of violence, not to kill anybody, God forbid, but just to mumble a few prayers. We're not even talking about, like the Arabs do, bowing down and making a huge show of something. We're just talking about uttering even a Psalm of David on the Temple Mount. So we're going to find out about the second time that Yaakov was arrested. I want to welcome you back to the show, Yaakov Haiman.
Yes, nice to be here with you.
All right. So we know that you were arrested at one time. You were forbidden to go back and visit the Temple Mount for a year. Tell us about your second arrest.
The second arrest, it was actually a detention. It wasn't actually exactly an arrest. About 2.5 years ago, there was a case brought before the court with Yehuda Glick, who was, I'm sure as the listeners are familiar, one of the members of Knesset, one of the main activists for the Temple Mount movement.
Who was shot by an Arab, by the way.
Yes,
because of his activism, okay.
Yes. Good, Baruch Hashem, thank heaven he survived it. In his court case, the judge ruled that the police were not doing enough to protect Jewish rights on the Temple Mount. Now, just 3 days after that ruling was the holiday of Purim. So I decided I was going to go up to the Temple Mount and pray. I left my car at home there and the keys because I didn't know what was going to happen. Good thing I did. But I went to the Temple Mount, and this time I didn't hide anything. I also waited until I was in a place where there were no Arabs. No Arabs whatsoever. I wasn't looking to make headlines in the newspaper. I wanted to just pray. So I went up, and this time I prayed quietly. I made the movements that we always make when we're in prayer. And to my incredible amazement, even though I was surrounded by police, they did nothing, absolutely nothing. And even the representative of the Muslim Waqf, he just turned around and walked away. Because I guess they were all, they didn't know how to react to the judge who 3 days earlier had said the police have to do more to protect our rights. So I prayed. I finished praying. I finished my tour on the Temple Mount. I shook hands with the captain of the police on the Temple Mount, and that was the end of it. A month later, just hours before the onset of the seventh day of Passover, I decided I wanted to visit the Temple Mount before the onset of the holiday. So I went to the Temple Mount, and as always, they asked for my ID certificate, and they saw my ID, and they invited me in. But as soon as they invited me in, they said, "You are now being detained." I said, "For what?" They said, "Because you prayed a month ago on the Temple Mount." I said, "Yes, but I was surrounded by police that did nothing. How you, a month later, you come and you want to arrest me?" They detained me for 3 hours. They didn't interrogate me. Just about an hour or so before the onset of the holiday, I was freed. I'm now suing them, although the interim ruling by the judge is actually against me. even though I'm trying to protect my civil rights of having been detained for no reason whatsoever a month after the purported thing that I did, which was illegal, which is clearly not illegal. So these are the kinds of things that we have to contend with to get our rights in the Temple Mount.
I think it's important also to remind our listeners that according to the Supreme Court of Israel, the Jewish people and anyone has a right to pray on the Temple Mount, but it's the police with the nod of the government because they're afraid of any type of rioting like we're seeing just a little bit of it right now. They're afraid, and so they're the ones who stop this fundamental right of ours.
Absolutely. It's like the sign in the office that says, here you can. Here you're allowed to smoke. One day yes, one day no. Today no. In other words, the court says that you're allowed to pray, but the police, in 50 years since the liberation of the Temple Mount, haven't found 1 minute that Jews can pray. So it's clearly we're talking about a deception here, and it's all based on fear. I want to tell you something. You know, Roosevelt said we have nothing to fear but fear itself. What's going on here is because of fear of people who threaten violence, they threaten more and more violence. One of the things you would ask me, so how do you contend with that? Well, the only way that you can really contend with people that are threatening is to make it clear that you're not going to give in to those threats. I mean, if people have, I imagine the listeners have seen the footage from what happened on Friday. Terrible, terrible thing. You see two policemen sitting at one of the gates of the Temple Mount, one of his back to the entrance, and then you see armed terrorists with Carl Gustav rifles coming out of the entrance, shooting an Israeli officer in his back, and the other one was sitting, shooting him in the stomach while he's sitting in a chair. These are people on the Temple Mount that say that they are worshiping God. For heaven's sake, that's not worshiping God. That's defaming. That's defaming God. We right. can't allow these kinds of things to continue. Any people that are acting in that way, they have to be stopped. I mean, if Hitler had been stopped when he was first making his threats, 6 million Jews would not have been slaughtered, and millions of other non-Jews wouldn't have been killed. Things like this have to be stopped in their infancy, in the same way that currently, as I see in the news, President Trump and other nations have realized that ISIS has to be stopped at all costs, and they're now putting in the resources that are needed to make it stop. That's what has to happen here on the Temple Mount. We have never said to Muslims, you can't pray here. All peoples of the world are invited, from the Jewish point of view, to pray on the Temple Mount. If you look in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 8, and you look at King Solomon's speech when the temple was dedicated, he goes over and over and over again about the importance of prayer and emphasizes that all nations of the world are invited to pray on the Temple Mount. That's our view. We're not looking that Muslims or Christians shouldn't pray there. We can all pray there. As a matter of fact, what's my equation for saying who should be allowed to pray on the Temple Mount? Anyone who doesn't say that somebody else shouldn't be allowed. Very simple. As long as you accept other people, you should be allowed to pray there. And we accept all people.
That is so beautiful. But I'm going to play devil's advocate with you right now, just so we can get both sides. And I want to say to you, what about the people who are saying, but, you know, that's all very nice, you know, but it's all dreamland. We have a situation where the Muslims are there, they feel threatened, and they take it as against their culture that they should be treated, that they have to go through metal detectors, just like the Jews do, and therefore they're rioting, and it's going to lead to more bloodshed. So, yes, it's not such a great situation, but we're just going to have to swallow it, because if they start rioting, it's going to bring even more bloodshed. What would you answer?
As I just said previously, the minute that you give in to violence, you're just inviting more violence, more severe violence, more dreadful violence. If people's culture is that other people praying is an affront to their culture, then I think they have a very serious problem with their culture. By the way, I should mention that from my reading and from my understanding, true Islam does not preach this. We're talking about Muslim fanatics that believe that the only people that should be allowed to pray in the Temple Mount are Muslims. But I've heard many Muslims, not enough unfortunately, indicate that they realize that the land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people. And the fact that the Muslims built the Dome of the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount, it was initially meant just to make sure that the Jews would know to build their temple when the time came again to build the temple, but not to overtake the Temple Mount. But what we're seeing today is that that's what they're trying to do. So you cannot give in to violence. we have to stop the violence. Clearly, we shouldn't use unnecessary violence to stop the violence. But whatever means are necessary, we must take them to stop it before it spreads. Absolutely.
I just want to insert here, though, is that we cannot forget that when the Temple Mount was under the rule of the Ottoman Empire, which weren't fanatical jihadist Muslims, still the Jews were not allowed to go up to the Temple Mount. They were not allowed to go to the Ma'arat HaMachpelah, which is the Cave of the Patriarchs in Hebron, only up to the seventh step. And Jews were not tolerated, and Christians were not really so much tolerated that much either. So we do have to say that unfortunately and sadly, we're seeing a terrible intolerance with Islam. And though there are more and more people who are being exposed to Jewish people today, that they're not just being told by their Egyptian government or their Jordanian government or Syrian government that Jews are devils and everything is our fault, when they're meeting people online and they're traveling now, because traveling is so much easier, and they're meeting people face to face and saying, wow, you know, the Jews are really nice people. They're not like I was taught. And so we are seeing some who are more tolerant. But unfortunately, with the majority, I just don't see that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's the way it is today. The majority is silent and giving into the fanatics. But our prayer and our goal, we want to make the Temple Mount the focal point for world peace. We want to show that all people can get together there, that all people can pray to God there. And anybody that tries to say that it's only for Muslims, well, we just can't let that go.
Yaakov, I know that you run these foundations, the Temple Mount Heritage Foundation, etc. You know, if people want to follow you, we will put links on our webpage again to those places. Do you want to say one, like 30 seconds, something about people joining you, wanting
yes.
to help?
Yes, please look into the Friends of the Temple Mount on the Facebook. We are now have a petition to the Israeli Supreme Court. We would like all people from all nations to sign that petition to make the Temple Mount a democratic place. And clearly, whoever wants to be a partner with us in all the different things that we're doing, please contact me on Friends of the Temple Mount. We should all become friends of that place and make it a holy place of peace.
Amen, amen. Very, very well said. Yaakov, it's really been a pleasure to have you on the show and sharing with us your experiences. And I want to have you back again sometime. You're a great speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you
All
very
right.
much. You will.
When we get back, we're going to be speaking with a woman who was arrested on the Temple Mount for the simple reason that she answered an Arab man who was yelling and screaming at her. They arrested her, not the Arab man. Go figure. We're going to hear about that. And you can call in again. Just want to remind you, this is a live show. If you're listening on Tuesday evening, Israel time, or Tuesday afternoon, New York time, Eastern time. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Heather Dean. Is your home sweet home just a place to hang your hat? Check out The Modern Jewish Home every Wednesday at 5 p.m. for practical advice from a wide variety of experts and innovators about relationships, getting organized, growing your business, nourishing your body and soul, and even having a good laugh. So make yourself at home every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Israel time on The Modern Jewish Home here on Israel News Talk Radio.
We are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. And we're going to be speaking now with a woman who was also arrested on the Temple Mount. And it's just amazing why she's here to tell her story. I want to introduce to you Jenny Menashe. She is a tour operator specializing in the Old City of Jerusalem. And she is a senior guide at the Western Wall Heritage Foundation. So if you're going to be taking any tours, you want to get in touch with her to show you around on your next trip to Israel, or if you're already in Israel and you want to go to visit the hotel tunnels or any place like that, you can give her a call. Now, Jenny runs also a business called Israel Simcha Central, where she plans events and personalized itineraries and tailor-made tours. So she's had a lot of experience bringing tourists and guests to the Temple Mount area and the all over the Old City, and she has her stories to tell. So I want to welcome to the show Jenny Menashe. Shalom.
Hi, Tamar.
It's very good to have you on, Jenny. So you are. How often are you at the Old City and the Temple Mount?
I'm in the Old City probably twice a week, sometimes more, sometimes less.
Okay.
But on average, it's twice a week.
All right.
Tours, the Temple Mount, and all kinds of other things that I do in the Old City.
Now, we know that, unfortunately, if anybody doesn't know how the Temple Mount is geographically with the Western Wall or the Kotel or what some people call the Wailing Wall, the Temple Mount is above. And many times Jews who are worshiping or praying at the Kotel, at the Western Wall, are attacked by Arabs with rocks, boulders that they throw down from the top onto their heads. Were you ever there at a time around when they were attacking the Jewish, the Kotel Plaza there, and Jews had to be evacuated?
I've been there once when Jews needed to be evacuated from the Western Wall Plaza and the Western Wall area.
What was the
And
reason?
I've been on the Temple Mound once when the Arabs threw rocks out of the mosque at tourists and Jews that were on the Temple Mound.
Why did they do it at that time? I mean, they can do it every single day. Do you know what the reason was? Was their imam just, you know, whipping them up?
No, there was nothing in particular that day.
Uh-huh.
There was nothing in particular that day. Could be something that the imam said in his sermon. Could have been somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
All right. So it could have been just that they hate the Jews and this is their time that they do that. Unfortunately and sadly, I want to add to that. All right. Now, we know that you were arrested on the Temple Mount. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
So this was a tour about a year ago. There was a group of Jews that went up. We actually went up with an archaeologist, and this was a particular tour that was not just for spiritual connection, but it was also for meeting with the archaeologists and learning about the history. And we had a very difficult tour. The archaeologist actually left. He was very angry at the way things were going and where the police wouldn't let him stop and speak. And we ended up having a group of Muslims that gathered that were following us and taunting us. And they were yelling at us for about an hour. Dirty Jews, you have no business here, this belongs to us, get off, all kinds of things.
How many were you and how many were they?
We were a group of about 25, which is a fairly large group for the Jewish groups that go up. But again, this was a specific tour. It was people who were training to be guides, and we were meeting with one of the head archaeologists. And so we were a fairly large group for a Jewish group, and they were about 70. Actually, I actually counted. They were 70 men and one woman.
So almost three times as many Arabs taunting you as in your group. Okay. And so you were walking there, and then all of a sudden they started what, to surround you?
They started following us. Now, we have police. When the Jews go up, Jews that look religious go up, anybody who looks religious, in fact, even if, for instance, a Messianic or a Christian who's wearing a kippah, they'll be asked to be with an escorted group. Anybody who has any kind of Jewish paraphernalia or in any way might look Jewish, they are asked to go up with an escorted group. We go up with police escort, and there's Waqf security who go with us as well. The Waqf security is there to make sure that the Jews don't do anything like pray or move, bow down, make any movements that might appear to be religious. And the police are basically there to protect us so that the Muslims don't attack us. And we're told before we go up that we're not supposed to have any contact with the Waqf security or any of the Muslims. If we have any questions or any problems, we're to direct them to the Israeli police. So we were a group of about 25 Jews and probably another 15 police and maybe another 7 Waqf security. The Waqf is the Muslim religious authority. They're paid security people they're paid by Jordan. They're paid by Abdullah, King Abdullah of Jordan. And we were being taunted the whole time, and the police were not moving them away. They were just protecting us. And at one point, just before we left the Temple Mound, I was very frustrated. I had even vocalized to one of the policemen that I felt like I was at a soccer match. I felt like I was in a soccer match in England where people are yelling and it's almost like tribal warfare. But only one side was yelling. And I looked at them and I said, Beit al-Maqdis, which in Arabic means Beit al-Maqdis, the temple, because they call
the Holy House. Yes.
Right, the Holy House. They call it Beit al-Maqdis. So I said, you call it Beit al-Maqdis, and I got arrested. The Muslim cemetery that exists today along the eastern wall of the Temple Mount, facing the Mount of Olives, is actually called the Beit al-Maqdis Cemetery.
And that's what the Arabs call it.
That's what the Arabs
call it. Because it's in Arabic, right? It's an Arabic name. That's what they call it. So in other words, you're saying that the Arabs themselves have a name that they gave to their own cemetery that's called the House of, basically like the house, the Holy House or the House of God.
Yeah.
And then when you said that, the police just came and arrested you.
Right. I got arrested because we're told not to speak to the Arabs. And my words were directed at the Arabs that were there.
But why weren't they warned not to talk to you?
It was considered to be a provocation.
But they were the ones who were yelling and screaming. You were just walking there. Why weren't they reprimanded for yelling these threats at you and these not nice words, dirty Jew, etc.?
It's part of the ridiculousness of what goes on the Temple Mount. That the situation is they can get away with it, that the Arabs rarely are arrested. They're only arrested if they throw a rock or shoot someone or I'm trying to think what other reasons I've seen it. If they start to fight, like in a physical fist fight. I've seen them in a fist fight with some of the archaeologists that have gone up to check on some of the archaeological artifacts that are strewn all over the Temple Mount. And that's the only reasons that they get arrested. They're basically allowed to taunt us, to make trouble. And
Jenny, when they are doing excavation, well, actually, there's no excavations there, but they were doing some renovations in the mosque there. They were digging under the Temple Mount, and they found lots of archaeological things that they've destroyed to try to prevent, this is what I understand, any type of proof that the Jews were there, that have history there. And so that's why the archaeologists are going up there as well?
Right. So the area that's in the south southeastern corner is known as Solomon Stables. It has nothing to do with King Solomon. It was Crusader stables that they built underneath the Temple Mount and some of the arches that had existed from the time of the temple, from the time of Herod. And the Muslims, the Waqf decided to build a mosque there. And what they did is they cleared it out and they built a mosque that is the largest mosque in the Middle East, and it can hold 15,000 people. It's a mosque that's underneath the Al-Aqsa mm-hmm. Mosque, underneath the Temple Mount. Right. And they asked the Israeli government if they could put in an emergency exit because of the number of people. They were given permission by the government to put in an emergency exit, and what they did instead was create a royal entranceway. And in doing so, they refused any archaeological observation, anybody from the Israeli Antiquities Authority, and they basically went in and dug a huge hole in the Temple Mound, dumped the archaeological debris in a garbage dump, and two archaeology students happened to catch them. They ended up taking all the debris that they could from this garbage dump, and it was taken to a place called Emek Tsurim, which is the Valley of Tsurim.
Okay, Jenny, I'm going to stop you there only because okay. I want people can do research. I want to get, we okay. only have a few seconds left, and I just want to ask you, when you were arrested, did they rough you up? Did they put you in handcuffs, or they just took your arm and pulled you? What happened, very briefly?
No, they put me in handcuffs. They took me to a place called the Kishle, which is a police station near the...
How many kids do you have?
I have six.
You're blessed with six children. They take a mother of six and handcuff her because she said the Holy House to an Arab.
Well, and the most ridiculous thing is in any movie that you watch in America, you know, when you get arrested, you always get one phone call.
Yeah.
Not in Israel.
I know. That happened to me. I've been arrested as well. Not on the Temple Mount, but also I was looking for my phone call. Didn't get it. Phone's broken. I don't know what excuse they use. Jenny Menasha, we will put a link on our website where this page is podcasted so people can follow you. They can get in touch with you if they want. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your experiences. One last word, 20 seconds. What's the solution in your opinion?
The solution is to build the Holy Temple, but we'll see who does that first, the non-Jews of the world or the Jews.
Okay. If the non-Jews of the world knew how blessed they would be the ones pushing it as well.
And that's it. The world is coming down to those that are with us and those that are against us. And the non-Jews of the world, I believe, are the ones who are going to come and actually build the temple. We'll serve in it, but they'll build it.
Jenny Menasha, thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And thank you all who have been listening. If you have any comments or questions, you can write them on our webpage where the show is podcasted. I'd love to read your comments. Thanks, everybody, for being with us.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising@israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.